The rate of violent crimes involving intimate partners remains disproportionately high in Rockford compared with the national average. Why? That's a question for Becky Winstead. She's the Vice President of Domestic Violence Services for Remedies Renewing Lives in Rockford. It's one of the only shelters in the area.
Domestic violence, gender-based violence, is really an issue that is a problem across the world, around the world.
City officials and service agency leaders have taken steps to address it. Winstead agrees that it's up to the community to work on solutions.
There still is a lot of stigma about domestic violence, but there's been a lot of work done in our community to raise more awareness.
Winstead said people with healthy relationships can also set an example for others. Down the road from Remedies, a couple mixes local business and marriage. Mobility Connections is a mobility equipment store locally owned and operated by Roger and Becky Lichty. Becky said they've both been married twice before.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah.
They've worked together professionally since 1997, before getting together a few years later.
It was a little difficult to talk at first.
We might have been thinking stuff, but we weren't going to say it.
Right.
Off the clock, they can be found in their home on the east side of the river with a few dogs, where Becky has run the Orchid Neighborhood Association for more than a decade.
And I've been involved with other stuff besides just the neighborhood group. You know, and he's always very supportive of anything that I can do to try and help out the community.
The pair says healthy signs of a relationship include dialogue, demonstrating support for each other's interests, and respecting family ties. They said there's a connection between the health of their business and how they return to each other once the workday wraps up.
Less pressure eventually means more, you know, we can relate to each other more easily. And
Yeah, I see that, I guess. Thanks for pointing that out.
Once that 9-to-5 ends, Marcos and Willie Mayolara's main gig that day might just be starting.
Hello.
Marcos runs comedy shows throughout the Rockford area. Willie May's always there behind the scenes, filming sets, or organizing the night.
Hello, welcome to Town Hall Comedy Night. How's everyone doing?
The jokes aren't always family friendly, but the audience feels like a family of comedic friends to the married couple. The two share this scene together, along with things like comic books, which they usually pick up regularly from Clyde's Comics in downtown Rockford.
Madman, Green Hornet, and I read all her Deadpools.
Yeah, I read more independent stuff.
They've been together for nearly 12 years. Marco says they're a united front, and Willie May says they're best friends.
He'll dress up, he'll be silly with me. Yes. He wanna do stuff. Sometimes I'm not in the mood for it, but he's usually in the mood to be like perky and upbeat and like dance.
Willie May says despite their commonalities, there are also still challenges. She said she has to sometimes readjust the way she expresses what she sees as problems to make sure Marcos understands it in the same way.
Like, you have to like argue a little bit. You have to like talk about stuff. You have to talk about the hard stuff.
There's not a secret formula to what builds a foolproof relationship, according to Marcos. Pick your battles, he says.
When the good outweighs the bad, keep working at it. When the bad outweighs the good, recognize it and part ways before you hurt each other any worse.
That dose of reality resonates with other Rockford area couples too.
My name is Kristen Hastings.
Megan Hastings.
Megan manages a local gym, which sits down the street from Rockford Art Deli, where the two met through friends years ago. Megan says she and Kristen have a quicker love story than most.
So from dating to marriage was 48 days for us.
But Megan says that's because she knew what she wanted, to be a wife and help Kristen raise her two daughters.
You also want it. Like, you have to want it.
For sure.
Kristen said connecting with Megan felt easy.
And it wasn't like I wasn't myself in front of other people, but I was the person that I am by myself.
Kristen says a long-lasting relationship takes humility.
You have to almost say your feelings don't matter in some situations, even though they do. But the only way you're going to hear your partner is if you take your feelings and sort of like put them aside. Yeah. Otherwise, all you're concerned about is yourself.
Becky Winstead with Remedies says if anybody feels that their relationship is unhealthy, it's absolutely okay to reach out for help.
Maybe something just doesn't quite feel right with their relationship and they want to talk about it.
Winstead said they've got a 24-hour hotline that's open for people to have just a simple conversation. Winstead said just trust your gut and share your story. I'm Sarah Jesmer.